Welcome to the NewsRant Finance Podcast for Monday morning, April 13th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold Inc. 4Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold Inc., a North American gold copper developer with the KSM project. The company aims to maximize per-share value through joint ventures rather than self-funding mine builds. Despite a market cap of $3.4 billion, Seabridge appears undervalued, with catalysts expected to unlock value. Key highlights include progress on a potential KSM JV, a courageous lake spin-out in 2026, and a valuation disconnect versus asset value. Why 74 million millennials are competing for 800,000 homes available for sale, creating a severe supply-demand dislocation. The housing shortage traces back to the 2008 financial crisis, which led to a drastic drop in new housing units built annually. Factors like tightened credit standards, labor shortages, and zoning restrictions have further limited construction. The result is a market dominated by repeat buyers, with first-time homebuyers facing significant challenges in affordability. Atlas Clear Holdings files regulatory applications to acquire Commercial Bancorp, parent of Farmer State Bank. Atlas Clear Holdings has filed regulatory applications to acquire Commercial Bancorp, the parent company of Farmers State Bank, marking a milestone in its strategy to build a vertically integrated financial services platform. The applications were submitted to the Federal Reserve Board and the Wyoming Division of Banking following the announcement of a definitive share purchase agreement. The acquisition is expected to enhance capabilities in deposits, payments, and lending, creating long-term value for shareholders.
Silver Crown Royalties announces $4,500,000 fully allocated private placement at a premium to the market. The non-brokered private placement of common shares will bring in gross proceeds of approximately $4,500,000. The strategic investors will receive 321,429 common shares at a price of $14 per share, representing a 5% premium to the closing price on the CBOE Canada Exchange. The offering is set to close on or about April 17, 2026, subject to regulatory approvals. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.